Good morning. We're continuing Chayyarim, Simon Vav, Klal Mandal, Simon Vav. So the Chayyarim discussed this case where a person, instead of baking the dough, has boiled or fried the dough. I want to point out one thing about regards to frying, that if it's just a small amount of liquid in the pan, basically what you're doing is baking it, but you're putting a small amount of oil there to prevent it from sticking or scorching in the pan. That's not called frying. And if it's a significant amount of oil, it's deep frying, where it's almost like boiling in the oil, that's the same thing as boiling in water. And frying is a case where you're putting it in a frying pan with enough oil that it's going to get a significant flavor change than just being baked. But it's not deep fried. So, and the Chayyarim, following the language of the Shulchan Aruch, this feels both cases are analogous in this regard. There is an opinion which says that for even that type of frying is the equivalent of baking, and therefore it does not have this halachic issue. We'll talk more about that. Meanwhile, so the Chayyarim said a person should only eat it during the meal, therefore he'll be able to vada mitzei hamotzi and vada bench. V'di'evit, in a case where he did not do that, he ate it by itself. So the bracha is alamichyo. Now the reason why this is so is that the Shulchan Aruch actually brings these two opinions. He brings the opinion that it is mezonos and alamichyo as the primary opinion. And then he brings that some argue. So the general rule in Shulchan Aruch is when he brings two opinions, he presents the first opinion without attribution. He just says that this is the din. And then he says, and some say some disagree. It means the Ikar Psak is like the first opinion. Then the Ramah does say that the Minig is like the first opinion. Minog lahakol. And Yor Shemayim should only eat a Teicha Suda. In the case where a person did not do so, he would revert back to the main psak and say alamichyo, and that's sufficient. However, if the person ate imochel kadei sviya, so now you're dealing with a suffix deraisa. If till now the chiyuv to bench on something which is less than kadei sviya is only derabonah, but now you're dealing with a suffix deraisa, and dealing with a suffix deraisa, what should you do? So the Magen Avraham says in that situation, a person should bench. Okay, he has to bench misafik, and that seems to be the opinion of the Gra as well. The Chayyarim, however, is not comfortable with that, because maybe you're not mechuyev to bench still, because the Ikar Psak, like the Shulchan Aruch said, like the first opinion. So he says, mechuyev little yada v'levarach ha-moitzi alechem gomer v'yochel kazayis k'rei shivarek b'echaz ha-mozen. So it's considered enough of a safik, the Chayyarim is saying, that you have to bench. On the other hand, you cannot really bench, possibly because maybe this is not the correct bracha, maybe really it is only mezonos and an alamichya. So the solution is to wash on real bread and to bench. Okay. But ach noigen af lechadchila levorach b'rehem in mezonos v'alamichya im lo yochel kadei sviya. But he, even though he's telling us that is what a person should do, he does point out that the minig is to be mako like the Ramah says, and to assume that it's mizernus, and the bracha chorin is alamichya, in a case where it's not kadei sviya. In a case of kadei sviya, the chayyarim feels that a person is mechuyev to bench, not like the Magen Avraham says, just bench directly on that food, but rather bench by washing and eating a kazayis of regular bread. Now, the Mishabura adds another layer over here, which we need to understand. And maybe we will clarify that in the next year. And he differentiates between a case where a person made the dough with intention to bake it and then changed his mind and decided to boil it, to a case where the person made the dough, the chachila, with intention to boil it. And we'll clarify that difference with Hashem in the upcoming shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.